Joined here by head coach Ched Hurley over at Milan High School, where the Lady Wildcats having a fine start to the season. They haven't played a ton of games. I guess we can blame the virus for that at some point. Just six games here for the first week of January. Usually you have a little bit more. I guess some of that is virus, coach. Some of it is there just weren't a lot of games scheduled, and some of it is, and this is virus related, you didn't have all of the hoops this year. So if you can keep everybody off of quarantine and those things, you got a really busy schedule coming up.
Yeah, our January and February is looking pretty packed. But we're ready to get into some flow of some games and have consistent games. It's been kind of hard to even get through practices some days because you don't really know what you need to work at until you play a game. So we're ready for that.
Maybe the one loss that you had, you know, and you won the Tri-Rivers Classic, then you kind of shut things down for a couple of weeks, and you got a GRC win against Maysville, and you beat your rival Green City the other night. Maybe the game that I feel like is most impressive, because I've seen Macon play in person a couple of times, you losing 65-55 at Macon. Nobody's in this for, as we've said in the past, nobody's in it for moral victories, but that's pretty good. I thought that was a pretty good performance by the Cats.
Yeah, I was pretty happy with it for the most part. Of course, we want to win, but if you have to lose, you want to be able to put a pretty good showing out, and I thought we did that against a really, really good team. Boy, and they are good. They're good. They're long. They're athletic, and they're just really good. So I was pretty happy with our performance against them. Just wish we could have stayed with them the last couple of minutes and figured out a way to beat them.
With the Maysville game, I was looking at the numbers that Katie put up against Maysville, and they were eye-popping. You know, it wasn't just, I think she had 48 points, but she came, I don't know if it was rebounds or steals or something, she came within a couple of notches there of putting up a quadruple-double, which is insanely good for high school.
Yeah, she was special that night, and she can do that on certain nights and get real special, and there's other nights, like against Green City the other night, she contributed the ball more, and she almost had another triple-double there even. So, yeah, it was a special night down there. She was on fire. She shot really well, and that's where she's at, you know. I mean, she's shooting the ball better this year than she was last year, and that's just a testament to her and her growth to get more efficient and be able to do things without having to shoot a million times. So we're happy with where she's at and where she's headed, for sure.
If you just look at the scoring aspect of things, you know, a lot of games that I've seen where between Katie and Jordan, they're getting about 90 to 95% of your points. And I know in talking with you and some of the folks around the program that the supporting cast around Katie and Jordan, it's improved this year. It's not really showing up in some of the games in points, but where are some of the other areas where that supporting cast has really improved and helped where your team is at this point, coach?
Well, defensively, for sure. You know, we like to play a hard man-to-man, and we're not where we want to be, but we're getting closer. But I just think our posts have really stepped up and been able to guard the post, and we've got some guards that are figuring out how to play that man-to-man a little better, and we're trying to pressure really hard and with our guards so to help our posts out, we've got two or three or four of them that are all stepping up, and we can seem to be able to run them in and out and keep them fresh, and that's been helping big time. But you know, in the Green City game, we had Fanny, our senior. She stepped up and had 12 points, which was huge for us. Auburn Cole stepped in, had 6.7 rebounds. I think we had a total of like 24 points or something to that effect, scored by supporting cast. So that's kind of where what we've been seeing in practice, and we've just been waiting for them to, you know, do it in a game. And the other night against Green City, they happened, got to see it go in the bucket, and I think that's done world of good for their confidence.
Yeah. Was it just the fact that you got so much good balance on the floor against Green City that made you the most pleased about Tuesday night, coach?
Yeah, that was, you know, I've been telling people all year long, we need to get about 20 points out of our supporting cast if we can, and we did that the other night, and like I said before, we've been seeing it in practice. The girls just haven't believed it yet, I don't think, and maybe nervous, I don't know. But they stepped up and did it in the game. We had several girls score, which was good, and Katie was again really good. Jordan had a little bit off night on the points part of it, so that was another reason why we need some of the other girls step up. So it was fun to see it.
Before I let you go, talk a little bit about this Putnam County team that you see tonight. There's a chance you might see them twice in the next week because there's a semifinal that could happen between Milan and Putnam County on Wednesday night. I've seen some Putnam County scores. I haven't seen them play in person yet, and you got them 55-21 about a month ago over at Schuyler County. But I've seen some scores that the Putnam County girls have had that lead me to indicate that they're getting better fast, that they're a much improved ball team this year.
Yeah, you know, Coach Smith, he's been there a couple years now, and getting in the system going is starting to show up. I foresee a much different team than what we've seen earlier this year, just because, you know, talking with him, they had hardly had any practices. Kids were quarantined. It was really a tough situation for them going into our first game. So I foresee it being a different game because I'm just like you. They beat Polo the other night, and they're playing a lot better. So we'll have to be ready to play, no doubt.
Oh, yeah, and that was the game that I saw, the Putnam County Polo game, where I went, okay, you know, Lady Midgets, they got things going in the right direction. And you know this about this game, Coach. I know it's cliche, but there's some truth to it. It's Putnam County Mile, and you better throw the records out the window.
That's for sure. You know, somebody said, man, you got two rivalry games this week? And I was like, well, yeah, I guess we do. You know, not being from Milan, I don't consider the Green City a rivalry, but being, you know, around Putnam County, I know how that rivalry is. But, yeah, we had two rivalry games this week, so hopefully we got one. You know, we'll go out and try to get another one tonight.
Yeah, Novinger is the game that we didn't mention. That's going to be the 1-8 seed matchup in the Milan tournament. That'll be Monday at 8:00. Coach, good luck tonight against the Lady Midgets. Congrats on the 5-1 start.
Hey, thanks a lot, Tom.